stay tuned for the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. Welcome back. It's the Casey Commentary and why Tony Fauci retired. We'll get into that in just a second, but thanks for joining us. And remember to please download, subscribe, rate, and review the Casey Commentary. Heard each and every Saturday, new episodes of the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots, drop Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And with 46 days, actually 45 days now, to go until the midterm elections, it's important that you share this show and podcast, this information, with as many family, friends, coworkers, colleagues of like mind, and even if you like to try to persuade some of your liberal friends, because we traffic in truth here. We're not in fear of the truth. We speak the truth, backed up by facts, and we follow the science. And you know, 2 years later, after the pandemic, which Chairman Joe now says is over, even though Tony Fauci and others are disagreeing, we know we're in the tail end of this current round. It's an endemic now, not a pandemic. It's going to be around as a virus, probably time immemorial. But now, of course, it's mutated and diluted to the point where it is not as harmful. Obviously, anybody with comorbidities or is up there in age is going to have to continue to be concerned about any virus, a flu or any other kind of virus, especially one that could affect upper respiratory. So that being said, there were tons of mistakes made. And now we go back and look at this, all the mistakes, the lack of focus on early treatment. I'm okay with trying to get some kind of Operation Warp Speed, whether it be a vaccine or early treatment to market. It's just that they skipped a lot of safety issues by the big pharma. And we're now finding out that people are paying. And thank goodness. And these are like-minded Americans of both political parties. I want to salute a couple of several Democrats here today. And we normally are taking them apart, dissecting them. But Robert Kennedy Jr., Dr. Naomi Wolf, and Steve Kirsch. You can check out their work at Substack and on their websites. And again, you have Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s book. You have Naomi Wolf's book that is out. Dr. Wolf appeared on this podcast. They are to be saluted for putting aside any kind of bipartisanship and being Americans first and being patriots as well. So, again, this is a bipartisan effort to get to the truth. And we know that the hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and the early treatments were all poo-pooed. Donald Trump tried to get those out into the media, out of the spotlight. He was betrayed by his own White House task force, by Dr. Birx, by Tony Fauci, and to some extent Mike Pence, who is also a bad actor in this scenario. So that being said, we now know that Tony Fauci was supposed to leave at the end of Joe Biden's term, which would be in 2024. But now he's retiring this December. And I started scratching my head and thinking, well, why? Well, a couple of reasons. One is that he might see the political writing on the wall that the Republicans are going to take the House. And if the Senate, flips, which I think it will, 52 is what I'm predicting, seats in the Senate, then his old buddy Senator Rand Paul will be there to grill him and investigate him. He doesn't want any part of that, especially with the news now that a whistleblower from EcoHealth Alliance has come forward with an allegation that COVID was manufactured in a lab and the funding came from the CDC and was funneled through EcoHealth Alliance. Now, I know what you're saying. Sean, this is probably some low-level employee. He's writing a book. He's trying to make some money off of this. No, that's not accurate. The whistleblower is no low-level grunt. It comes from the former vice president of the organization himself. Former VP of EcoHealth Alliance, a major funder of the Wuhan lab, claims that his organization developed SARS-CoV-2 through gain-of-function research that makes viruses more dangerous. He said through his attorney, quote, the process of developing SARS-CoV-2 was also described in detail in the proposal submitted to and ultimately funded by the NIH and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. That's Fauci's organization. And by Eco Health Alliance, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and University of North Carolina. That's Dr. Ralph Baric, one of Fauci's flunkies. All were listed as collaborators. This is a sworn legal document. In it, we also found out that this individual, his name is Andrew Huff. Huff is a former U.S. Army infantryman in Iraq, former research fellow at the Department of Homeland Security. Huff basically saying that Anthony Fauci funded the creation of SARS-CoV-2, lied to Congress about funding the gain-of-function work, and that, again, this is this guy does have a book coming out called The Truth About Wuhan, and it is something that, hopefully, just because he has a book and he's going to make a profit does not make it not true. Robert Redfield, the former, told a former Senate Finance Committee investigator Paul Thacker that Fauci, his organization, knew he funded gain-of-function research that makes viruses more dangerous and misled Congress when he denied it, quote, but nothing's going to happen as long as the Biden administration is here. He says, Tony and I are friends, but we don't agree on this at all, end of quote. So Tony Fauci did not follow the science. He followed the money. And then he followed the political science. And he has done more damage to the American people, to our country, to our economy, to our kids. Remember, he was the one advocating we locked down, along with Burks, that we put kids in virtual remote learning mode where they failed miserably. And now we had all sorts of people that have been fired from their jobs. And you're going to hear from a nurse here in just a moment about that. Because where does she go back to get her job after she was summarily dismissed? Her name is Tawny Butner. She's an RN, worked in the cardiothoracic intensive care unit at a major children's hospital in San Diego, California, for more than 12 years. Before they rolled out the jab, they would see 4 or 5 myocarditis cases a year at the hospital where Tawny works. And the last half of 2021, she was aware of 33 cases. That's a 10-time increase in the rate of cases of myocarditis among children. And Tawny recently appeared before the hospital board to complain about how she was treated. Here's Tawny Butner, a former pediatric nurse.
Miss Tawny Butner, I came before you guys a year ago. I'm a nurse, or at least I was, at Rady Children's in the cardiovascular intensive care unit until Nathan and his misinformation pandemic caused me to lose my job. I took care of those children who came in with myocarditis after the vaccine. And I talked to the doctors because I was a charge nurse, saying, why aren't we reporting these to VAERS? Who is going to report these to VAERS? It was an unspoken thing that we were not allowed to talk about openly on the unit. I've worked for 13 years in this community, taking care of some of the sickest patients. The day before I was taken away from my position, I was actively giving compressions to a child, pushing Abby, pushing calcium into his veins to keep him alive. And we did. And he went home. And yet, I was ridiculed by those who are supposed to be my colleagues and my friends. I am the face of your misinformation campaign, Nathan. I am the one who lost my career in pediatric cardiovascular ICU care. I took care of children who had COVID. I never got COVID in the hospital. I tested twice a week. I wore my PPE because I loved my job. And I loved this community.
Emotional, powerful testimony from Tawny Butner. Again, she's not the only critical care nurse witnessing this nightmare. Where are the others? Afraid for their jobs? Afraid for their families? And there's a domino effect going on in America in these hospitals. Hospitals are big business. You have some hospital executives leaning on doctors not to report these events to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, or VAERS as it's called. But now we're getting, again, some evidence from coroners and medical examiners and funeral home directors and others about the devastating effects that these jabs have had on the American people. And Tawny is an American patriot. She was fired for trying to tell the truth about what she saw as a critical care nurse. And my advice to other nurses and to doctors is, first, do no harm. And secondly, tell the American people the truth, because someone is lying to the American people. And I don't want it to be our doctors and our nurses, but we know who it really is. Unfortunately, it's the CDC, the FDA, and the United States government.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Well, that's our Casey commentary for today. Make sure you join us for our brand new episode of the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. It'll be here on Monday. In fact, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Thank you for downloading, listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and share with everybody that you can. Until then, remember to stay free.